music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish speaking peoples. Welcome everybody to Intravenous. I am Rebecca. You probably heard my voice for the past couple of months on here. And today we have a really interesting topic for you guys. We are going to be talking about a residency dance event that is coming up called Recentering the Margins. And we are going to be hearing from one of the performers in this event called Palandra. And we will be hearing from her after a couple of songs I wanted to share with you all that I've been listening to and discovering from the CJSF playlist, as always. So before we get into the residency dance event, we are going to listen to the song Shambles by the female band The Meringues.
Thank you. On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Welcome back to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus and Community Radio Station at Simon Fraser University. Now, we have just heard a couple of songs. We will be getting started real soon. We're just having some difficulties, and once that is sorted, we will get right into the topic. But the songs that we have just heard are, well, the one we just heard was called Call On Me by the English female artist Litany. And before that, we had the song The Hill by the artist Walzer with two R's. And the first song we heard, as I mentioned, was called Shambles by the female band The Meringues. Now, we will just have a couple more songs and then we should be getting right into the interview. So, to start off this next set, I guess, is a Cancon electronic techno mix called Terranean by Angel Science, which was recommended at the station by quite a few people. So, I hope you guys enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Rebecca, and we just heard two more songs there. That was Terranean by Angel Science being the first one, and Dog Days by the artist Dead as the second one. And I am now joined in the studio by my guest, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hello, I'm Paralandra Waddle. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here as well. And can you tell us just a bit about who you are and the event that you're here to talk about?
Absolutely. So I'm an interdisciplinary contemporary artist. I work primarily in contemporary dance and traditional indigenous forms of dance. And right now I'm completing a creative residency with Dance West Network. And we have a showing coming up, actually. And my work is focused around essentially an adaptation of a science fiction novel by C.S. Lewis. It actually takes place on the planet Venus, so it's kind of perfect to come on this show. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. So your dance is based off of a science fiction novel. How did that come about? That sounds so interesting.
Yeah, well, interestingly, I'm actually named after this novel. So the novel is named Paralandra. So I've kind of always felt very connected to this work for obvious reasons. And I was really inspired by the world that this book takes place on. This version of Venus is a very watery planet. And all of the land are essentially these big lily pads, so people are in constant movement to stay balanced. And so that creates a lot of really interesting imagery to play with in terms of contemporary movement.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. And this event that you're doing your residency with, where and when is it?
Yeah, so Dance West Network does annual showings for the Recentering Margins Creative Residency. There are actually 2 days on October 10th, so tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a showing in Surrey of just the Surrey artists. And on Saturday, October 12th, there are 2 showings. There's a matinee at 3 p.m. and an evening show at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at Morrow in Vancouver. And those are the performances where I'm going to be presenting my work.
Okay, that's so cool. So how long have you been working on this?
Good question. It's been a while. I'd say I kind of started on building repertoire for this piece in about December.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a while, and it's still not finished, so I'm just going to be showing an excerpt. Basically, all the work takes place before when I would hope the intermission would take place, so it's going to be about double, if not more than double the length, and it's final showing. It's a big project.
Yeah. But,
I'm really proud of where we've come so far. All of the dancers involved are really amazing and bring so much creativity and discipline to the work, so I'm very proud to be showcasing those great artists.
Yeah, I can imagine you must have all got very close having worked on a project for so long all together.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So what originally drew you to participate in this residency?
Yeah, well, the creative residency is specifically for BIPOC artists, and I think a lot of dance spaces are not specifically carved out for BIPOC individuals. For folks listening, if you were to look at me right now, I am very white passing, so it might be confusing to know that I'm part of that community, but I'm Indigenous, and that's a big part of the kind of work that I produce. My creation is very much through a decolonial perspective, and that's something I'm really passionate about. So I was really excited to see that Dance West Network has been specifically putting in the work to create spaces that celebrate our differences and encourage our cultural backgrounds to be part of our work instead of a hindrance to it.
Definitely. And I assume this is like how the event and the residency has just created a different space to mainstream dance
kind Absolutely.
Of events and everything by celebrating mm-hmm. your cultural identity and heritage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So how have you incorporated your cultural identity or your personal experiences mm-hmm. into your choreography?
Yeah, so the story itself, if you were to read the actual book, is kind of a book about colonialism. So these humans go to the planet Venus, where people just kind of living perfectly, entirely unbothered, and decide to impose Christianity upon them and try to get them to act in a way that they deem to be ideal. And so there's some pretty obvious parallels there to the settler colonialism of Turtle Island. So mm-hmm. that was a big inspiration to me. But in terms of the actual movement, I've been teaching all of my dancers to jig. So my specific background is I'm Red River Métis with backgrounds in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, specifically St. Louis, Saskatchewan. And I'm a professional jigger with a dance company called Vinnie Dancy. So I've been working at relearning a lot of our traditional jigs that have lost popularity over the years. So I like to really include those kinds of dance forms into my work.
Yeah, could you explain to me what a jig is? I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. So